and Military Supply.
Arm's Length Reporting, for investors who want the whole story. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in. You're listening to the second hour of the Cortland Economics Report. Here to start out this hour with my buddy Larry Ray. This is the hour that we talk about companies. I want to say in the interest of disclaimer, I always let you know if I own stock in any of the companies that we're talking about. And if they're sponsors, you're very well aware of that because their logos are all on our website. Larry is a sponsor with his company, American Manganese. I invested in American Manganese earlier this year, specifically back in January. Own shares in it, have no intention of selling those shares right now. And if I do decide to sell them, I will certainly, as my policy has always been, give you 3 days' notice before I do that. Larry and I are going to chat a little bit about two things. First of all, what's going on with American Manganese, and then we're going to get his views on the market. I've got to tell you, scary, scary times. Larry, first of all, what's going on down in Arizona on your property?
Currently, we've completed the drilling. We've almost announced all of the results. The next release will have those in it. Then we can look forward to a resource study. The most exciting thing right now is that I'll be going out to look at the pilot plant tomorrow. And I expect that we will be, you know, actually running material through it sometime toward the end of this week or early next week. So that's on schedule. And, you know, but really, if you're looking for exciting news in the manganese front for American Manganese, Inc., it's what's coming out of China. Well, China's been shutting down their EMM producers due to environmental reasons. As a matter of fact, there was a report a couple of months ago that they were going to lose half of their production in the next 3 to 5 years. I sent out a notice from the metal places that actually they were running low. A lot of the EMM producers were running low on stock, and they can't fill any orders for the rest of this month. So I see, you know, we're going to be coming into a shortfall. Don't forget, China produces 99% of this metal, and it's no small market at 3 billion pounds a year. So I think this is great for us.
Well, it's great for you guys, but I think what's really important to realize, aside from the fact that it's great for you guys, it's really kind of good for the country. And the reason I say that is because, if I'm not mistaken, you are one of the few manganese producers in the United States.
Well, the soon-to-be the first producer in the United States.
Yeah,
yeah. And there's nobody else that's actually talking about production in the U.S. Except us. And we're right in the pre-feasibility study right now. So we're still aiming for 2014 to start up, Al.
So construction, you're looking at when, and I realize that right now that would be a bit of a forward-looking statement because you're still in the pre-feasibility stage, but when would you guess that your actual construction would start, Larry?
2013. We have a timeline that's published in our PowerPoint, and we've been adhered to it pretty closely.
Basically, everything is looking okay. You know, I got to tell you, it's not looking so okay in the markets, though, you know, as came out on Drudge a number of times this past week, you know, take off another 500 points. That happened certainly through the middle of this past week. Other headlines include gold vaulting above $1,800 an ounce. And in spite of all of that, our president is still going on vacation. I don't think that, and I've said this numerous times on this program, I think that's poor judgment on his part, but we're not talking about him. We're talking about the markets right now. How do you think this is all going to shake out, let's say, let's take a timeline between now and the end of the year, Larry?
You know, if you looked at my article I published in Fundamental View on metal markets, in January of this year, I talked about how this was going to be a tough bull to ride. I mean, it's you're going to see some real severe dips and rises. Nothing like 2008. We're going through it again right now. But I see this as a market that's going to start basing in here, you know, somewhere in the Dow, somewhere with maybe 9,500 to 10,500. And then I see they're probably going to start looking at improved markets at the end of August or early September. And Right now, there's just a lot of fear out there. Fear, you know, what does a AAA rating mean? What does this being cut to a AA plus? What does that mean to the markets? You know, really, that was all factored into the market months ago. And, you know, you're just getting a real emotional reaction right now.
Well, we're getting a real emotional reaction right now. And I agree with you, that was factored into the markets in the past. But the markets really, starting the week before last, really started to plummet. I mean, we went over and shot some video over in Idaho, and one of the days that we were driving partially back, the market was down 650 points. We've had a couple of 500 down days. Interesting surveys came out that crossed the wire this past week, where people in the United States are very, very concerned about the economy. And the majority, Larry, the majority of people down in our country think it's going to get a heck of a lot worse before it gets really much better. It doesn't sound like you agree with them.
Well, first off, if you go, you know, look at history, every time the majority thinks it's going to do one thing, it always does the other. So you've got to have to be a contrarian in that regard. But just looking forward, you know, the market is certainly is down 500 points today. But you look at the TSX exchange up here is up 80. And what's that tell you? There's 600 point difference between them, and the reason is it's commodities, it's mining, it's gold, it's gold in the index up in Toronto. Now, just because we're having problems over here doesn't mean that China's going to pull in its wings. It's going to keep growing. So is India, and that's going to put demand on commodities. So we're all in the mining game here somewhere, Al, and we're going to see some tough storms because we're going to ride with the general market. But the reality is long-term outlook is, you know, is going to be up. And you don't want to be selling your metal stocks right now.
I think quite frankly, yeah, we do a lot of communicating on that subject, Larry, on the on our blog. And I have to tell you, I agree with you 100% in terms of the resource sector. And I am, you know, as we were talking off the air, my portfolio, quite frankly, is up. And, you know, I know that the resource sector follows the conventional markets. But I think this time that's going to be a short-lived phenomenon because, you know, people realize that you have to have a real call on assets. You have to have a real call on things that are fundamentally sound. And when you own shares in mining companies, whether it's exploration, development, or production phase, quite frankly, you do have a call on hard assets. And I am looking for just a huge, huge bear market, what am I saying, bear market, bull market, in terms of the resource sector. And I have to tell you, I am very, very comfortable about, I would say about 20% of our overall portfolio, which includes overall portfolio, including real estate and the conventional stock market, 20% of our portfolio, when you factor out the resource market and the real estate investments that we have, I'm more concerned about that 20% than I am about the 50% that I have in the resource sector.
There's a good reason for that, Al. You follow this market as closely as I do, and you see that fundamentally we're into one of those big 25, 30-year bulls in commodities that we only see every 50 years or so. This is not a short-term situation, but the thing is you can't play it like a short-term situation either. I mean, you can play it two ways. You can play the market. It's going to go up and down, but you should also hold a position, right?
Oh, I agree 1,000% on that, and I think that position needs to be in sound companies. And I also think people ought to have maybe – I'm fairly conservative in this area, given the nature of the show. That may surprise some people, but – in terms of the asset itself, whether you're talking gold or silver, I'd say 10, maybe 15% there, and the rest of it into stocks. You and I have been around in this game for a long time, and we've seen our ups and downs. And the one thing that I'm very aware of is this too shall pass. You got the final word, buddy.
It's an interesting market. It certainly makes out for some buying opportunities. I'd just like to point out that American Manganese is an advanced project with a huge metal content in the ground, with a product that has got nowhere to go but up, considering that China controls the entire market in our product.
Hey, listen, you guys, don't construe this as investment advice. It is not. Larry Ray and Big Al are just telling you what we're doing. Stick around. Going to be right back.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA approved food grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
Energy, energy, and more energy.
We all need it. Get the energy you need quick through the powers of wild forest extracts. Wild chaga and birch bark are the secrets of the forest, used exclusively by Russian athletes. Wild chaga is the world's top source of superoxide dismutase, the critical enzyme that blocks the aging process. Chaga is good for your heart and even helps support healthy arteries. Wild birch extract is the top source of betulin, a natural sterol needed by every cell of the body. And healthy cells mean a healthy body and a more powerful you. No wonder it's known as a king of all herbs. Experience real energy and power like you've never dreamed possible. Take Chago Charge Tea with Wild Birch Bark every day and Chaga Max capsules to get the energy you need.
You deserve it.
Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. You're listening to the second segment of the second hour, I guess I should say, of the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. I'm Al Corlin. I'm going to talk a little bit about the disconnect that's going on right now between gold stocks and the price of gold. The price of gold is absolutely going to the moon, continues to. This has been going on for the past few weeks. Gold has simply gone parabolic, but the gold stocks really haven't. They haven't gone parabolic, although I have to say they are doing better than I think a lot of people would give them credit for. For example, I look at my portfolio, and for the most part, I still am in a very profitable position, and that makes me pretty happy. Got Yale Simpson on the line with me. Yale is a guy who I've known for, oh gosh, close to 30 years. He is the chairman of Exeter Resources. He is the chairman of Extore Gold, a couple of companies that I have to say I am invested in through the Encompass Fund. I have visited both the properties here of these companies, and I like the companies a lot. Having said that, we're not going to talk initially about those companies. We're going to talk a little bit about how Yale, as a resource executive, views what's going on right now in the gold markets vis-a-vis the price of the commodity itself and the price of the various securities. What do you think, Yale? Are the securities gone and lost forever?
There certainly is a profound disconnect. And the disconnect really replaces, is about the kind of the fear factor overall. And we've heard about the fear factor is when you're worried about everything, equities are too long term. We see them long term. We're happy to buy physical gold. You're happy to buy the ETF. All of those, you're happy to do that. Equities tend to be something. I'm going to buy an equity generally not to sell it tomorrow. I buy an equity because I'm looking at 3 months, 6 months, 12 months, and this is not a market today where people are typically looking at that. Although I must say, Al, we are seeing significant what we call bottom fishing from the more institutional investors who say, hey, this is typical August trading pattern, light volumes, stocks sagging. This is where I make my money between now and the end of the year.
Now is definitely the time when you make money between now and the end of the year in the securities, pardon me, aspect of what's going on. Now, you brought up an interesting point, Yale, when we were chatting off the air, and that was you said, you know, typically the values of the securities of Exeter and Extore typically in the summertime will go down, you know, a certain percent. And I think if I'm not mistaken, you said 30%. But then when the news flow starts, not only with Exeter and Extore, but, you know, other companies in that particular sector, when that news flow starts, typically in September, the stocks have a tendency to not only get that 20% back, but probably add as much as an additional 20 or 30% to the price. I find that to be an interesting, kind of an interesting phenomenon about investing in resource stocks. I personally think that July and August are some of the best times to invest in resource stocks.
Well, you got that right. When I said, Al, when I said to you that typically our stocks suffer this 20 to 30% decline, we've tried very hard to keep the news flow out, but it's something that just happens. In Extore, in particular, you know, XG, we were at very lofty heights. We were defying the market. We were going to new heights, and clearly the summer period has come and people have taken profits, and I don't deny that at all.
So that's
fine. But, you know, when I look at our companies, and I know I'm involved in another few companies, they're all talking about what they're going to do September, October, November. They're talking about the milestones in that period. Most people are camping or fishing or on their boats. Mm-hmm. They're not out there. And in particularly what you'll find, Al, in the news flow, you'll put out material news to the market whenever you have material news to put out. You must do so.
Sure.
But there's a lot of discretionary news.
Mm-hmm.
And that discretionary news can be flavored very, very positively when it suits executives. So when you're going on a big marketing push, if you like, we're going to bring investors up to date. There's a lot of enthusiasm, a lot of forward-looking information comes out, and all of the companies say, oh, you wait until you see what we're going to do in October. Mm-hmm. None of them say, you wait and see what we're going to do in August.
Right.
And hence, everybody knows that. It's a self-fulfilling prophecy.
Sure.
Sell in May and go away. Well, this year, it wasn't a whole lot different for the junior
gold. I still have to say, though, my experience from let's take the sell in May until the current date. My experience has been somewhat different, and we've actually been in a purchasing mode much more so than in a selling mode during that time. And I'm very, very happy with what the results have been. All right, speaking of news flow, you got 6 rigs going down on the Extore Gold property. Talk to me about that.
Yes, well, you know, it's just big picture here.
Yeah.
We put out an economic assessment in August of this year, talking about the mine startup, talked about the mining scenario. And you mentioned the 6 rigs. And what's interesting is that when you look at what drives the value of these companies, Extore is accepted by the market and by mining analysts as an emerging producer. Those mining analysts, whether it's BMO or TD Securities or Dahlman Rose, have various price projections based on our earnings potential. But when an investor comes into the stock and say, this is August, will I buy this one or will I buy another one? He usually comes in because, give me the upside. Give me why this should be a 5-bagger, 10-bagger, as they say. What's going to take it to a whole new level? And that's where these 6 rigs come in. You know, we announced earlier this year a discovery at Cerro Moro in Argentina. We call it Zoe. We now have 5 drills on it operating 24 hours a day. And Zoe is the highest grade discovery, it would appear, to have been made in that part of the world for some years. So the fact that we got 5 rigs on it, that tells you then that the company expects to have strong news flow. In other words, reporting all of these high grades that typify Zoe, and then relating to the market, how will that impact the future mine? Because in August, like I said, we put out a preliminary estimate of what the mine would look like without the Zoe discovery. And yet, Zoe, with all these drills going in, that the whole project will be redefined again late this year. And that's why, between now and December, I anticipate a very strong period of reporting for us and typically of what happens in our space, a significant upgrading of our valuation in the market.
Well, sure, and I think that is, you know, I want to say to listeners that I've been involved in this business for a long time, and that is that phenomenon that Yale is talking about. I mean, I'm here to tell you that does definitely exist, and I have to say, you know, I'm not a registered investment advisor, and I'm not telling you what to do, but my experience typically in purchasing stocks when they are beaten down, for lack of better terms, in value during the summer, for all of the reasons that Yale has mentioned right now, they do come back, and we have actually done pretty well by getting involved in some, you know, some what I would call common sense investing in the fall months. Mr. Simpson, always a pleasure. Thanks a lot, buddy.
Great. Thanks, Al.
To find out more about today's guest, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
OpticsPlanet.com is where discerning gun owners and outdoorsmen go to gear up. OpticsPlanet has the best selection of rifle scopes, red dots, night vision, holsters, bags, and tactical gear on the planet. With always low prices, free shipping on most orders, and expert customer service. Go to OpticsPlanet.com/GCN to get a free gift with purchase. That's OpticsPlanet.com/GCN. Or call 800-332-OPTICS. 800-332-6784.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, and investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite.
Question: can functional magnetic resonance imaging be used to read our minds? Author Jose Collazo answers yes in his two new books, America's New Slavery. For more than 13 years, author Jose Collazo has been trying to prove that the U.S. government has the capacity to read a person's thoughts with a revolutionary technology known as fMRI, functional magnetic resonance imaging, and there is proof that it exists. America's New Slavery explores this technology and its many possible applications in national security. Who has access to it? How is it being used? Does America's salvation rest in this technology? These and many other questions are answered in America's New Slavery, the new books by Jose Collazo, available on BN.com, Amazon.com, and Borders.com. America's New Slavery. All Americans should be concerned.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. I've still got Roger with me here in the studio, and we're going to talk a little bit about a company that he and I are following. I want to say a couple things up front. This is not investment advice. Neither Roger nor I are registered investment advisors. We're just telling you about a situation that, in my case, I own stock in this company, and I'm very happy that I did. The company in question is Canisil Resources. I've known the president of Canisil, Bahman Yamini, for probably about 5 or 6 years now. I was very, very intrigued with Canisil just prior to purchasing the stock, which I did, I believe it was last year, when Bahman was telling me about an alliance that had occurred between Canisil Resources and a company called MAG Silver. I have nothing but respect for MAG Silver. Also, one of the key players in MAG Silver is Dr. Peter McGaugh, who is my go-to person whenever I'm looking for information about the industry in Mexico. And Peter McGaugh would not have done the joint venture with Canisil had he not really had his ducks in a row. Now, MAG has reported that up through March of 2011, they had spent a little bit over $500,000 on the property, and the press release that came out just 2 days ago on August 10th provided an update on the silver update on the La Esperanza silver project the airborne geophysics and survey work that they had done there has defined what Bama and Yamini claims, and I'm sure that is the case, are some very high priority drill targets. If you want to read the press release, by the way, it is posted on our website. It was posted when it came out last Wednesday. But Roger, you just spent some time with Bauman and his family. Give our listeners some insight, if you would, into what's going on with Canisil.
Well, when I first became acquainted with the company, and actually I think you get the credit for that, you said take a look. I didn't know anything about it. I became intrigued by what they had and where they were going. And the company was posted in our letter October 4th of last year, right in the fall. And I put it in our letter as an alert recommendation to purchase the stock at a Canadian 18 cents. Since that time, the shares have gone from like 18 cents all the way up to
mid-40s.
Up to 58 cents,
right,
which was a run of 322%. Now, some of our people took some profits and then bought in at a new low. But what I'm saying is lately what's happened here now with the market cycles being soft in the summer and the other unrelated credit matters to the company, the stock came down and bottomed out. But a couple of key points here. The new pattern on the stock, on the chart pattern, I should say, is between March and August, is showing a large, wide, inverted head and shoulders. That is extremely bullish. And now the stock has gone up one penny since last week. The price today, I think, is 31 or 32 cents. Our forecast on the stock is that it will go up by the end of the year a minimum of another 25% higher. But we think that's only a drop in the bucket. We think it's going to go a lot further than that. So our first objective would be another dime up, which is about 25%, 240 cents. And then after that, we're looking at some moves from 40 cents up to 50 and 60 cents. Considering what's going on in gold and silver in the markets right now, to me, Al, there's no question that they're going to get a lot of push. Also, you and I are both acquainted with a little silver mine they've got up in British Columbia, which is one I'm watching with great interest because of the high-value surface reports that we got from their geologist. Another thing I might add to this whole thing, just as a sidelight, I was checking to see what's happening with GLD Gold ETF. They had a rally of 44 million volume. They're at the high right now of $175. And not only that, but the thing is starting to go straight up just like the gold price. This only bodes well for gold and silver. I would also mention to the listeners that at this time of the year, gold will go first in a rally for about a week or two. Silver usually follows the last 2 weeks. And then at the end of August and then going into Labor Day, after Labor Day, you're going to see the shares start to go. That doesn't mean the shares can't start going up tomorrow afternoon. We already did see some basing and many of our companies getting ready to move up.
Well, you know, I'm looking for a breakout in the resource sector almost any time. Let me give you a little bit of insight into Canisil Resources. As I said, I've known Bauman for 5 or 6 years. You got a very, very highly educated individual here with both a technical background in the industry, college, you know, your university degree. Plus, he also has an MBA from Harvard University. So that's, you know, this guy is no slouch. There's no question about that. And he has been working with his company, Canisil, for as long as I've known him, you know. And people like that who have the tenacity to keep going are the kind of people that I want to be invested. I want to be invested in their companies because they typically don't give up. Now, a number of our listeners on our blog have expressed some concern about Canisil because it came down a little bit in price. And I think the only thing that I would say to that is I do have shares in the company, and I am not selling at this point. If I decide to sell any shares, I will certainly let you know. But I really can't see any reason to do that. To be candid, I can't see any reason to sell any of my resource sector shares because it's just, I have never seen a time like this in my life. You know, you talk about the perfect storm in the resource market. Boy, if this isn't the perfect storm in the resource market, Raj, I don't know what is.
No, I would agree with you, Al, and it's I've just been flabbergasted by what's happened this week. I mean, we used to be real thrilled when gold would go up $1 or $3, and today we had a trading range of $65, and it's getting higher, and the market's closed. Electronic traders are jumping on this thing and pushing it even harder. Silver's been a little slower because it did had a big profit-taking sell-off, but that's just standard cycles. And it was just standard cycles that brought this company share back from a high to one of the recent lows. But the low is in ever since the middle of June. This stock has been on the upswing in the chart. So I see good things for the company. We're going to continue to hold it in our letter. And I might add, Al, that recently we felt we had too many companies in our letter, and we cut about half of them out. I think I had 48 companies. I'm down to 24 or 25. Canisil still remains on the top of the pile.
Well, I'm not surprised at that. And again, you guys out there, don't construe this as being investment advice, because we're not registered investment advisors. And in my case, I'm only telling you about companies that I have my own money in. I'm looking at silver right now, and I did notice, now we are recording this on late Wednesday, and silver is not performing as well as gold. However, it's still looking very, very good. We're at 39.76 right now. Now, when I say it's not performing as well as gold, keep this in mind. That puts silver up 44 cents an ounce, rounding up today, whereas with gold at this moment in time, we're up $25 an ounce. So, you know, there's part of the difference. But when you look at the percentage change, silver is up 1.11%. Gold is up 1.41%. So I would say, my friend, that, silver is catching up. And I think that when the silver market really gets interesting, I think you're going to see huge jumps there also. What do you think?
Well, 2 to 4 weeks. And this is history in cycles. And, you know, this month is performing on the calendar just like other years, and that the summer is soft. First of the month starts out with gold. We're seeing the gold take off now. So then the second half of the month, sometime in the third or fourth week, we should see the beginnings of the next silver rally. And then after, like I said, after Labor Day, when all the brokers and people are back from summer vacation, that's when the whole thing really goes, because then the stocks start to move very quickly.
Well, I'm telling you, it's going to be very interesting doing this show in September, because I think you're 100% right. That's the way it's been historically. At least that has been my experience. People are lamenting the fact right now that gold and silver share prices aren't going up correspondingly with the price of the commodities. And all I can say is hang on to your hat. Stick around, you guys. Big Al's going to be right back.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products, but increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water, and because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available at all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with you Hindi and Super Femplex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 cap summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps, summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at herbalhealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature one person at a time.
If you drive for a living, you don't get paid to stop or wait in line. Keep your wheels moving with PrePass. Bypass way stations. Fly by port of entry facilities. Stay moving at highway speed while the guy without PrePass waits in line. Save time, save money. Call 888-401-PASS to try PrePass free. That's 888-401-PASS.
What's cooking at PrizeKitchen.com? Plenty! Low prices on your favorite kitchen brand appliances, Vitamix blenders, Omega juicers, reverse osmosis systems, and more. Plus, free shipping on it all. PrizeKitchen.com gives your family the tools for a healthy lifestyle by eating more fruits and veggies and drinking pure water. Go to PrizeKitchen.com. Great selection, low prices, free shipping. PrizeKitchen.com. We help make healthy lifestyles convenient.
What nutrition are you missing that's leading to the four major diseases? Cancer, arthritis, heart disease, and Parkinson's. There are at least 80,000 medical studies that show a lack of the protein glutathione to be linked to cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. In all, at least 68 diseases. What is the number one food by which your body is most empowered to increase its glutathione production? It is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is truly the first undamaged whey protein powder on the market. All other whey proteins are damaged by heat, chemicals, and filtration. One World Whey is now the standard by which all other whey protein powders can be measured. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, here to wrap up the program for this week anyway. Boy, it has been a very, very exciting week. Got my buddy Peter Grandich with me right now. Peter is a regular guest on the program. He's on almost every single week. Pete's a good friend of mine, and I have him on the show on a very, very regular basis because, number one, I think he's a very astute individual, and number two, his predictions have proven to be historically, and I'm going back 20, 30 years, very, very accurate. Let me give you an example. Pete has a blog, and when gold topped out at $1,810 earlier this week, Pete immediately went on his blog and said, let's exercise some caution here. We're going to see a pullback. Pete, elaborate on that one first, will you?
Well, it was an interesting post for my readers because I noted that while I was actually going to raise my long-standing target from $2,000 to $2,350 for gold, I also was suggesting, based on some of my work, that we looked like we were about to go parabolic, and also that suddenly the boat was full of crowded of bullish forecasters. And I said, caution here, maybe take something off the top. And, you know, and I will tell you this, I'm delighted the way gold traded the rest of the week. I think it was better, believe it or not, that we took a little step back than continuing leaping forward. And so overall, I remain very constructive and maybe a little bit more sideways through the rest of the month. But I really do think that what we've talked about, Al, for quite some time, you know, if I may just add also, Al, that here we were. I mean, it's I don't know about for you, but it's hard to imagine $1,700, $1,800 gold. I mean, we used to talk about it, but, you know, here it is. And you know, it doesn't seem to be widespread acceptance of it. And sure enough, as we got towards the end of the week, the bears were again talking about, you know, again, it topped out, you know, and all that other type of stuff.
Well, it's, you know, it's been a very interesting market. And, you know, in light of where my business framework has put me in the last few years, I'm not at all surprised to see it there in light of what's going on. You know, I've got a really active listener, active on our blog. His name is Jed. And Jed went to the blog back on August 11th. And he said, and I quote, very happy with gold pullback today. the strongest market is like a ratchet wrench, two steps forward and one step backward, in my opinion. It's also the safest. If the market goes parabolic, everyone should have a plan to take profits that meet financial goals. Remember, the higher and harder a home run is hit, the harder it is to catch it in the bleachers, you know. And I responded to him by saying, oh, yeah, I couldn't agree more. You know, I'm probably sitting in the bleachers, and you probably are too, Pete. And, you know, yeah, I mean, the higher that ball is hit, the tougher it is to catch. So I think it was very, very prudent for you to put that in on your blog. And I think that Jed's comment was a very prudent comment, you know, to put on our blog. There's just no question about that.
It's interesting now that I've used that two steps forward, one step back my analogy for several years now in the gold market. And it has been useful because it's prevented an over amount of speculation to come into the market. It allows people to deny what we've known to be the real true story for gold and why we've had such lofty predictions and they're playing out in front of us. So I agree with that poster on your blog that this was better than going parabolic. In fact, the post that I wrote about was to prepare, if it indeed was to go parabolic, to actually be a scale-up seller during that. So I was actually much happier to see it come back, and I think it bodes well for all of us who have predictions of, you know, 2,000, 3,000 and beyond.
It's interesting. We all have predictions, but, you know, I have a tendency to be somewhat conservative, just because I think that, to me, that makes sense, you know. And as one of our listeners, Donald, pointed out, and here's another quote, he said, impressed with your interview, Al, you avoided the pitfall of giving a high target price and instead pointed out facts and factors that affect the gold price and let the listeners use their own minds to figure it out for themselves. I mean, you know, the business, Pete, that you and I are in, you know, we have to present facts, and sure, we have to give it opinions, but you know what? We're not the prettiest babies in the nursery. It's much, much better to give people facts, figures, etc., and then let them figure it out.
Well, you know, it's interesting you say that, because I would have been considered among the so-called newsletter crowd and all one of the lower numbers for a target, although my 2000 target has been a target since gold was under 500.
Right.
I had a lot of people, particularly as we got to 1800, write to me to tell me that even though I had just raised it to 2350, how poorly that is, and it's going to go much, much higher. And those are the type of comments, and I spoke about them in my blog, and I'm not disrespecting the people that sent it in, but those are the type of comments when they come in fast and hard,
yep.
And suddenly everywhere you look, everybody's talking, and J.P. Morgan's talking about 2500 gold and all these other things. Those are the things that happen towards the end of a big move, not during the middle or the beginning.
No, I agree 1,000%. Pete, changing horses a little bit here, I got a number of comments, people who were both positive and negative on the issue of the Super Congress. And we're airing a weekend special this weekend where Jeff Deist, the Congressman Ron Paul's chief of staff, is weighing in on that particular question. But what I find to be interesting, you know, Karen, one of our listeners, wrote in and said, the Super Congress thing scares the daylights out of me. It's giving power to a very small group of people. With those kind of decisions, everyone should be, and by everyone she means all of the members of Congress, ought to weigh in on that particular issue. I would agree with that. My impression, however, is the way the Super Congress is set up with 6 Republicans and 6 Democrats is that, number one, they are putting together, they're assigned the task of putting together a plan to, you know, get us out of this mess that we're in right now financially, and then all the members of Congress vote on that plan. Now, what's wrong with that?
Well, my feeling on all of this, my feeling is that the mechanism itself is broken. You know, there's a 90% disapproval rating for Congress right now.
Right.
That's because it simply can't work in the condition that it's in. One of the things I've long advocated and I think would assist changing that is term limits. I think they're spending most of their time running for the next election, having to play politics with certain groups. And so I don't think the way the system is set up, Republican or Democrat, can ever make a solving of it. And, you know, one of the other things that bothers me, Alice, these same people that we've put in charge to solve the problem not only led us there, these are, you know, but they've not rolled up their sleeves. They're not taking the hit that they're asking the typical American to do. They're not taking pay cuts. They're not reducing their benefits themselves and all. In fact, over the years, they've made it better and better to work in Congress. So my personal opinion is I hope it works out for the good of the country, but I have very, very little optimism that the way the system is set up that they can ever reach something that really begins to fix a problem, which even if they do come to a concord, is going to take years, if not decades, to solve.
I agree 100%, and I just want to elaborate for that in a second, and I'll give you the final word. But in my opinion, there are a number of things that are wrong with what's going on right now. Okay, point number one, you're absolutely correct. Congress should come out and say, you know what, there's a real mess right now. We're going to roll up our sleeves. We're going to take part. We're willing to take some pay cuts, okay? Number one, we're willing to let some of our benefits perhaps diminish slightly, okay? We don't need Nancy Pelosi, you know, using as an example, she seems to be everybody's scapegoat, but, you know, we don't need $150,000 and up, you know, flights across the country, you know, when you're going home, et cetera, et cetera. Point number one. Point number two, I am not particularly critical on this show of our president, okay, because he's doing what he's doing. You know, I don't agree with a lot of his policies, but fact of the matter is he's doing what he's doing, okay? When you have an economic crisis, the likes of which we have never seen in this particular country, and I mean never, and I would stand by that statement, when you have that type of situation, darn it, you don't have lavish 50th birthday parties, one in Chicago, one in the White House, where people take off their shoes and boogie, for lack of better terms. You do not do those things. We are in a crisis period right now. We have people who are starving to death. We have people who are losing their jobs. That type of posturing is absolutely incorrect. You got the final word.
The most difficult problem with the current president is his lack of business and real experience. It's showing during these crises, and the only type of person that's going to be able to solve this is someone who's worked in the private business sector, understand what it takes to give and take, and understands really how this is a fiscal mess. And that's the difficulty with this president. He didn't have this experience coming into it.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
Hi, Ted Anderson announcing a great way to listen to radio on the telephone. By calling 760-569-7700, you'll be hearing GCNLive.com programs in seconds. Come to GCNLive.com, find your favorite host's dedicated phone number, and hear them 24-7. You heard me right, every show has a dedicated phone number. Stop by GCNLive.com and bookmark their number today. And again, that's 760-569-7700. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.